Good morning. Today is Thursday, December the 8th. Joining us this morning from the victim witness for our Humboldt County, victim witness program. Pinch hitting for Maggie, I guess is a simple way to say it. Mary Ann Bean. Good morning, lady.
Good morning.
We have got our quote this morning. Let's see if we can find something that doesn't involve... Oh, that's weird. Warren Beatty should not be giving quotes. Okay. Nothing about earthquakes. Okay. Jacob Boehm. Whatever the self describes, describes the self. That's kind of cool. Yeah, I think it's right up there with the sins of the parents revisiting the children. Busy time of the year for you guys?
Yes. It's been really busy here.
And anticipated? Normal seasonal fluctuations? Just busy all year long? What?
Just, you know, last few years have just been a lot of crime.
Yeah.
More robberies and more homicides.
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know if there's more bad guys or more people doing bad guy stuff. But it does seem. So how do you, in your area, process that? Do you just have a backlog and you've got longer waits to be able to help out folks? Because I know Maggie's been putting in the attorney staff has really been putting a push to get things to trial sooner. But if you guys have got a backlog of so many bad guys out there, or folks that you have to work with, or the how does that work together?
Well, we often see the victims before it even comes to court. As soon as there's a police report, they call in, the police give referrals, and so we can orientation to the justice system. They meet with investigators, attorneys, oftentimes before it even gets to court.
So you're working before Maggie and her crew can do anything. You guys have to do your stuff?
Yes, we're setting them up with counseling, setting them up with services.
What is the biggest trend that you see?
Probably more homicides than I've ever seen.
Well, those don't result in too many victims that
work with. We work with the family.
The support.
So we help support the family through the process, explain the process, help with funeral burial expenses. Oftentimes we'll hook them up with a coroner, you know, to get property back.
Surrogate family or advisor, I guess?
Probably more like a support advisor.
Do you have specialists in that arena? Or does everybody kind of serve as a generalist?
Well, we pretty much serve as a generalist. A lot of us have training in trauma, crisis intervention. That's mainly
the psychological side of the process.
Yeah.
I didn't see Band-Aids on you. The medical triage part of the program. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Mary Beth Bain from the Humboldt County District Attorney Victim and Witness Program. See, I got all the words in there. If I go slow enough, I don't trip and fall too badly. What is the biggest challenge you guys have got now? Just volume?
I think, you know, volume and lack of resources. Seems like everybody's resources are getting thinner and thinner.
How much does it, I don't know if you guys have figured it out this way, but how much does it cost for, per person, so to speak, to go through, or per event, through the victim witness program? Is there, I know there's a dollar sign. Has anybody put a dollar sign on it?
Well, we don't charge for our services, and through our victim compensation program that helps with counseling and crime scene cleanup and funeral burial and medical bills and things like that, that comes through a state program that's also paid for by criminals. Their restitution fines go in a big pot of money, and that's the money that's paid out to the victims. So as far as costs, like, we probably spent on just that victim compensation alone about $750,000 in the community to pay for medical and counseling and funeral burial.
So when you say more dollars, is that for higher levels of restitution for the victims?
No, I mean, as far as, you know, services, say, for example, a domestic violence victim has to leave, you know, their home, their clothes, their food, their clothing. You know, there's very little emergency services for shelter, for, you know, clothing, for food. I mean,
so it's kind of like phase one dollars rather than phase two or three.
Correct.
So to speak.
Because we don't do emergency services. We do more of a long-term blanket of services.
So folks like the shelter programs for victims, for domestic abuse, folks like that, that's the area that you're seeing that would need a couple more bucks to be able to help out?
Yeah, it's just needs more shelter, more transitional living type things. Are there full?
Are there any places in the country, Mary Beth, that have structurally places for folks to go to if they are, let's say, in a abusive domestic situation, where they can pick up, you say, okay, 1234th Street, they're waiting for you, and they go, and there's stuff available for them to be able to deal with whatever the immediate crisis is?
Well, we have that here also. It's just full. You know, oftentimes, that's right. Yeah, we luck out.
The adequate number or large enough facility, right. Or are there communities that do have that? Because you always seem to hear, don't have enough, need more. The problem's always out man, staff, that kind of stuff.
I think that we have great programs here in Humboldt County, and I think the rest of the country feels the same thing. It's just, you know, not enough for the volume of crime that's out there.
What's the most mind-blowing statistic you have that folks in the community would kind of rock back on their heels about?
I can't even answer that. I think one of our highest crime rates, you know, currently is the escalating robberies and home invasions and things, and we have pretty steady domestic violence.
When you say the home invasion, most of us, and it seems to be borne out in most of the news, druggie on druggie, or druggies breaking in to get things for their habit. So when you say that the need is there, is that for the non-drug abuser in the household that gets broken into, or the citizen in a neighborhood that has nothing to do but gets broken into?
Well, you know, sometimes our victims get victimized twice. I'll just give one example. Your car gets stolen. Okay, then you get called up. Oh, we found your car. It's an impound. Now you have to pay $700 and something to get it out of impound at no fault of your own. You know, and there's no,
you
know,
funds for that.
It's kind
of the way the system is set up.
Right.
Okay.
You know, and people, there is a lot of invasions that involve drugs, but there's also a lot of everyday citizens. More cars getting broken into, more robberies at gas station stores, more, you know, people go away and their house is broken into while they're home.
Do your folks provide psychological counseling, or is that something that you do referrals on. I'm thinking somebody who's in a situation where a gun is used, it's a holdup, and let's say they're a customer. So they're not even in the target, but they're impacted by it. Are they on their own for that stuff? Do they come and just talk to you guys kind of in a group setting? Do you do one-on-one counseling? Do you do counseling at all?
Well, we do what we call crisis intervention. So they have an ear to listen, you know, to. And then we set them through our victim compensation program. We set them up with professional counselors.
I'm just giggling. Somebody who gets sent to Quinby. Sometime. Hey, you know, Lou's a regular, so yeah, he's on here. Folks are aware. May not know what hit him. Oh, boy. KINS. But you use more than just one or two people. You use a whole bunch of local folks,
yes.
Right? Yeah, okay. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mary Beth Byan from the County Victim Witness Program. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, and by the Salvation Army. Mary Beth, what is the biggest thing, issue, topic, ignorance area that the community has about victim witness? As a program itself, do we... I'm sure we don't understand. What is the one thing that kind of gets to you the most? You're the guys that do the blank.
I think it's that they think that we give out money to victims. People come in and they think, we do services and we provide services. We don't just give people money.
Huh. I wonder where that would come from, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I obviously missed that line. Next time you are doing that, give me a buzz so I can stand in the line, too. I can figure out it was somewhere I was a victim of something or another. Do you find trends in the types of circumstances that lead to folks needing or presenting themselves to your folks, whether there's more domestic violence now or there's less violence, more of this, more of that? Do you see any subtle shifts that are going on?
I see that we're getting more reports of child abuse than we have like 10 years ago. And I think that's awareness has brought it on. People are more mandatory reporting. Things like that. The trends I see is like we have less reports of child abuse, of course, like in the summer because the kids are not in school. We get a lot of, I think in the winter, around Christmas, January, we get more domestic violence, whether the stress of Christmas and different stressors, those kind of trends, yeah, I see. But
now, historically, you've been around for a little bit. Yeah, I wish I could say a little bit for me. when we had the logging industries viable, okay, or the fishing industries viable, you'd see the seasonal fluctuations in employment. And I remember talking to folks early on about seasonal fluctuations and different DUIs would go up, alcohol abuse, domestic abuse. At that time, I don't know if sexual abuse was talked about or... I mean, it was obviously, but I mean, not certainly to the extent that it is now. So there always seemed to be those seasonal fluctuations connected to employment. But now with hardly having timber, certainly not what it was, fishing, not what it was, and some of the other seasonals, well, I guess maybe the agriculture community that's now legal has some seasonality to it. I would have thought that that would have kind of leveled out. Maybe at a higher level, but would have been a level out instead of having seasonality to it.
I think it's stayed steady. I think, you know, crime in general has gone up. What we're seeing now, and I think it's because awareness, is human trafficking. I mean, it's been there.
Yeah,
now
that's
we have a
whole different
name.
Ballgame, isn't it?
Now we have a name for it. You know, some of these, you know, growers will take up people, you know, pick them up off the street, take them up to the hills and not bring them back. They don't know where they're at. You know, they don't want to report to the police because they were doing things that were illegal. I don't, you know, more awareness, like as far as the casinos getting training of seeing that human trafficking, them bringing them through there as far as sex workers, you know, and it, that whole shift to not going after the John instead of going after the person who's been human trafficked.
Right, now, 67, well, okay, the red, you know, cruising the deuce, I mean, you know, I think if you've been around a while, you remember when Old Town and 2nd Street was the red light district. Such as it was, I guess would be the simplest way to say it. But we're now starting to hear, as you alluded to, whispers in the marijuana and the drug trade that there's more of that starting to happen. So when you say human trafficking, is this grabbing illegals and having them work in the field or in the hills kind, or are these bringing, quote, you know, the stereotype, bringing the girls in and then they're providing their services in that same arena? Or does everything exist?
Everything exists. It doesn't have to be male, female. We've had homicides because of, you know, bringing someone in from the outside, decide, oh, I don't want to pay you. And then when they want to get paid, they murder them. Per se, we've had, you know, that happen, or just, you know, bringing them in and having them work with the promise of pay and then, you know, dropping them off. And what are they going to go to? You know, they don't have EDD or labor board to go to. So it's not just in the sex trade. It's also in the labor trade.
So is it primarily or exclusively in the drug trade?
No, I wouldn't say. I think that sometimes it goes hand in hand. Up here we have both. We have, you know, runaways, and then they move them from place to place.
That's what I was, with the awareness of Amber alerts now, and you don't hear too much about runaways anymore. But we used to have an awful lot of them, so there still are runaways coming to our area as well as leaving our area?
Yes.
Hasn't stopped?
No.
They're just not the crime du jour right now, so we don't hear too much about them? I mean, when was the last press release you were aware of somebody running away?
I'm... Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's...
It's not... It's... Yeah.
Yeah. It's not... It's like truancy almost. You know, it's there, but it's not a high level.
The parents usually put a missing persons out often, you know, caretakers, and that's, you know.
When was the last time you saw a picture of a kid on the back of a milk carton, even? I know.
I know. They don't. Do
boy. That. Memory lane. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:42. All right, we'll bring it back more contemporary when we come back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:47. We're back, final segment of this morning with Mary Beth Byan. Mary Beth, if somebody wants to get involved assisting in the program, or if somebody says, geez, I think I've got a buddy, myself, a neighbor, who might be able to avail themselves of some of your services, is there a way to kind of dip your toe in the pool and see what's available without having to come in and sit down and take up your time? Or if they just want to support or maybe possibly volunteer, to kind of get a sense of what this is and what area might resonate the strongest with them?
Well, you know, we're always open to community, you know, coming together and offering that blanket of services. We're part of a CAST team that always could use new stuffed animals, blankets, art supplies for the kids.
Really? The stuffed animal thing is still an ongoing needed?
Ongoing need.
Boy, is that a flashback. I don't know how we did it. Oh, I know. It was when my brother had the Hallmark store. We had like about 20 dozen bears donated through one of the manufacturers. You know, Terry Farmer was the DA then, and the office was full of all these little white bears with red hearts. It was a post-Valentine's Day thing. They still using the stuffed animals. That's somehow cool.
Yeah, still using the stuffed animals. That helps the kids. They can call our number at 445-7417. That's a victim witness number. And ask if they, you know, have a need. We always have a need for something. Oftentimes we had a lady that used to crochet blankets. So elders that were going through the court system, or when the courtroom's cold, that was a comfort to have that, you know, little lap blanket to come to.
Does it have to be fancy?
No.
I know just dangerous levels about things. Bolts of fleece. You know, people do, takes significantly less amount of time to do that than it does a quilt or something else. Knocking out a bunch of those, would that be something that would be of benefit?
Yes.
You guys could use things that basic, that simple.
That basic, that simple.
Very cool. Very cool. And the need obviously exists throughout the year.
Correct.
Because you got a job throughout the year. Thanks for coming by.
Right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
All righty. See everybody tomorrow.